Hey everybody, this is Nerd11, and this is your Raw review for July 23rd, 2018. The WWE is in Cincinnati, Ohio, my hometown, so really excited to see them there. They start off the show with all the superstars out on outstage. Everyone from not just Raw, but also from, there's superstars from SmackDown, NXT, so you know that they're going to be doing a huge announcement. Down to the ring comes the authority of Triple H, Stephanie, and Mr. McMahon. And at that time, Stephanie goes ahead and she announces the creation of the first WWE all-women's pay-per-view, which is going to be held on October 28th with the name of Evolution. It's going to have superstars from not only Raw, SmackDown, NXT, but it will also include the Mae Young Classics finale will be at that match. There'll also be some Hall of Fame superstars such as Lita, excuse me, and Trish Stratus that are going to be joining. We'll just have to wait and see as they build up to Evolution. So the first match of the night, you found the Leader of Worlds versus the B Team and their Raw Tag Team Championship rematch from Extreme Rules. The B-Team ends up winning after Bray Wyatt runs into Matt Hardy, causing him to get pinned. But afterwards, the Leader of Worlds decide to hit the B-Team with a Twist of Fate and a Sister Abigail all at the same time, and they end up at the very end standing tall in the ring. Next, we find ourselves in women's tag team match with Sasha Banks and Bayley, who are renewed their friendship and they've hugged everything out, so they're going to be going up against some local talent of Samantha Simon and Kara Lundry, or Karen Lundry, sorry if I mispronounced your name. You know, you guys are enhancement talent from the area. It's pretty much a squash match, just like you expect. Submission to the bank statement after a running knee by Bailey. So next we see Elias, who's out there, and he all of a sudden gets interrupted by Mr. Monster in the Bank himself, Braun Strowman. This will be a running gag throughout the night of Elias trying to promote his new album and getting interrupted the entire night. So Braun Strowman ends up in the ring. He gets he's talking about his feelings about Evolution when it's coming out, and also how it doesn't matter to him who ends up facing off against Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship, that no matter what, he's going to come in, cash in, and whoever wins is going to get these hands. Well, he gets interrupted by Kevin Owens, who comes out, and after taking a week off after Extreme Rules, in which he gets thrown from the top of the steel cage down into the announcer's table, comes out and he pretty much says that, you know, he was trying to be friends with Braun, and Braun decided to throw it in his face anyway. So Owens is now going to come after him and take everything from him. Well, Braun doesn't like it. Owens comes out with Baron Corbin, who then go backstage, and Baron Corbin sends out Jinder Mahal and Sunil Singh to kind of calm down Braun Strowman. So Jinder Mahal tries to get him to do Ashante, and instead Braun Strowman decides to change the mantra into "get these hands," in which both Sunil Singh and Jinder Mahal do. They end up getting Braun Strowman's hands. So we then move on to a women's match between Mickie James and Natalya. Mickie James is accompanied down to the ring by Alexa Bliss. Mickie ends up beating Natalya after Alexa Bliss and runs interference and hits Mickie hits Natalya with the electric chair. Two of them walk out. So now Team Bliss has one up on Team Rousey. Ronda Rousey is due back off of her suspension next week. Next we have Mojo Rawley versus Tyler Breeze, which is a repeat from last week. Mojo ends up winning again, except for this time, instead of it being a 30-second match, it's a minute and 30-second match. Mojo hits Breeze with the Alabama Slammer for the win. Next up, we have AOP out in the ring. The Authors of Pain are sitting there saying, you know, they've beat up on Titus Worldwide, they've beat up on Enhancement Talent, They want a real challenge. Well, who comes out but Titus Worldwide again? They cut a promo on the Authors of Pain. Authors of Pain keep calling Titus O'Neil old and making fun of his tripping over his feet every time he seems to come down to the ring. Well, Titus Worldwide did not take that kindly, so they decided to teach the Young Bucks, the young gentlemen of Authors of Pain some lessons, and they end up chasing the Authors of Pain out of the ring. Don't understand that one, guys. So, next up, we got Finn Balor versus Drew McIntyre, who is accompanied by the Intercontinental Champion, Dolph Ziggler. Finn Balor ends up winning this match due to DQ when Dolph Ziggler decides to get involved. Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler end up teaming up against Finn Balor. All of a sudden, Seth Rollins comes running in from the back to save Finn Balor, and Commissioner Kurt Angle comes out and says, you know what, we're going to restart this match, and it's going to be a tag match now between Finn Balor and Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler. In the end, Balor and Rollins win when Dolph gets pinned after a curb stomp from Seth Rollins. The next matchup, the women's match of Ember Moon versus Liv Morgan. Once again, it looks like they're just trying to figure out what they're going to be doing with the Riot Squad members while they're waiting for Ruby to come back off of injury. Right now, Ember is also looking for work, so it's good. Let's throw Liv and Ember together, have them get out in front of TV. Ember ends up winning by hitting Liv with the Eclipse, ends up standing tall at the end. Finally, the main event is a repeat of their match from Extreme Rules. We have Roman Reigns, who won last week in his Fatal 4-Way match, and Bobby Lashley, who won his Fatal 4-Way qualifying match, in order to determine who's going to be the number one contender against Brock Lesnar when he finally defends his title again, we'll see, at SummerSlam. Roman Reigns ends up beating Bobby Lashley this time around, hitting him with a spear after both of them missed opportunities to hit spears on each other. Roman hits the spear, pins Bobby, and now we're going to see Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. What is this, the 12th time? Let's see if they finally give Reigns the tag belts, or sorry, the Universal Championship belt. Well, my feelings on that is, no matter what happens, they're taking the belt off of Brock Lesnar. It's going to end up going to Braun Strowman. Of course, that's if Braun Strowman at SummerSlam is able to retain his Money in the Bank contract, because what Kevin Owens meant by take everything from him was that Baron Corbin then decided to award Kevin Owens with a match against Braun Strowman at SummerSlam, where the winner gets the Money and the Bank briefcase. Everyone thinks this is a joke until Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman take it back to Stephanie, who just happens to be at Raw that night, and she puts her seal of approval on it and thinks it's a good idea. Well, that sets up SummerSlam. It's also winding things down. Now, as far as my feelings as far as the all-women's pay-per-view, to me, it's almost like they're saying, hey, we're sorry about the Greatest Royal Rumble, in which there was no women at that pay-per-view whatsoever. So, due to political and cultural reasons, that's between the WWE and wherever they decide to do their events and their workers. But with them announcing that every single championship, Women's Raw title, SmackDown title, NXT title, they're all going to be defended at Evolution. And with the way that they are starting to pair certain women up, like Sasha and Bayley are now looking like they're a tag team. They come out together and matching ring gear. It feels to me like they are getting ready to gear up to have a women's tag division, which would be nice. They have, 3 months to build up to that? They can form up teams and introduce the women's tag belts and say, hey, we're going to have a tournament of women's tag matches on SmackDown and Raw between now and Evolution. And we're going to have a tag match championship right there at the end. Now, whether they keep it brand split like they've done everything else, or if they actually have a traveling belt, which in my opinion would probably be one of the better things, it will remain to be seen. So that's your rundown of Raw, or sorry, your review of Raw for July 23rd, 2018. Hey everybody, this is Nerd 11 again with your SmackDown Live Rundown for July 24th, 2018. This time the superstars are in Evansville, Indiana. They talk about the big announcement from the night before of the Women's Evolution, but we start the night off with a promo from Randy Orton, who pretty much comes out and exclaims that he is going to be the classic heel RKO, the legend killer, that he always has been. Of course, now he is the legend, and the real legend killer is the WWE Universe, saying that they've killed his legend, and now he's going to come out and prove to everybody why he really is a legend. So that's pretty much setting up him, and what's going to look like Shinsuke Nakamura, who also has a promo later in the night, a pre-taped promo later in the night, and probably going to face off at SummerSlam for the United States Championship. First match of the night, we see Rusev Day versus Andre Cien Almas. Rusev and Andre Cien Almas are escorted to the ring by Lana and Zelina Vega, respectively. Match ends when Aiden English comes out to aid in a fight that's going on between the two ladies outside of the ring. Rusev gets distracted when Aiden English inadvertently hits Lana as he has been pushed into her by Zelina Vega. Andre Cien Almas uses the distraction to hit Rusev with a hammerlock DDT, rolls him up for the pin. So at the end of the match, we find Rusev Day and Lana's Day looking at Aiden English, the English Songbird, and see what's going on. So looks like there's trouble in paradise there. Oh, wait, sorry, that's the New Day. Sorry. The next match, we find R-Truth is going to be facing off against Samoa Joe. This is after a backstage segment in which R-Truth is getting pumped up by the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger. Pretty much Joe comes out after R-Truth wraps his way into the ring and squashes him. He hits him, and R-Truth ends up submitting to the Coquina Clutch. Once again, we're just trying to set up Samoa and bring him back, which they really don't need to. Everybody knows Joe is a strong contender. So the next matchup is Asuka versus Billie Kay. You know what? Don't even really need to talk anymore about it. We all know the Iconics are pretty much jobbers at this point. I think that they're just going to be on the undercard until we start getting the women's tag division, which I think is eventually going to be coming down the way. So Asuka gets the win over Billie Kay. Next we see AJ Styles. He's out having a promo with Paige. Paige is talking about who, you know, trying to determine who's going to be his opponent at SummerSlam. She's going to announce to AJ who it's going to be, and all of a sudden James Ellsworth decides to interrupt, and he comes down and says that the real reason that he came back to the WWE was to get the WWE Championship after everyone has a good laugh. And Ellsworth insults Paige. Paige exits the ring, goes up to Ellsworth and says, "I have two words for you. You're fired." Believe it or not, it really happened. Ellsworth is no longer with the WWE as last reported. That's the way it is for right now. But as the distraction happened, Paige is taking Ellsworth to be escorted out of the building. AJ Styles gets attacked from behind by Samoa Joe, who puts him in Coquina Clutch. Makes AJ pass out and goes up and signs the contract. So I guess we're going to have Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles at SummerSlam. Next up, we have another match between Becky Lynch and Carmella. Stipulation of this match is that if Becky Lynch is able to defeat Carmella, she is going to be her opponent come SummerSlam. Becky has been on a hot streak of straight fire. She does not disappoint, because here we have Carmella without her boy toy Ellsworth to cause distractions on the outside. So Becky Lynch is able to carry Carmella through the match and hit her with a disarm her, and ends up making Carmella tap. So it's going to be Becky Lynch versus Carmella at SummerSlam. Next up, we got New Day versus Sanity with the Usos on commentary. It's announced that this is going to be a tag team tournament to determine who is going to be the number one contenders for facing the Bludgeon Brothers at SummerSlam. New Day ends up beating Sanity with an up-up, down-down. The Usos hop into the ring because it looks like Sanity is going to start causing chaos, and they stand tall next to the New Day, and all of a sudden, the Bar arrives. Yes, that's right. We have the Bar. It's back. Of course, I was blinded by Sheamus's pasty white skin when they blasted the light on him, but him and Cesaro said that now that the World Cup is done, and they've done their nice little world tour and they're back from vacation, and they're going to face the Usos next week, and they're part of the tournament. Well, as far as SmackDown goes, it's pretty much a normal top to bottom for them. Solid show all around. A lot of good setup here. I don't know what they're doing with Rusev. I mean, at Extreme Rules, he was facing off against AJ Styles for the WWE Championship, and now he's wrestling. He's giving the shine off of the CN Almas. Looks like they're building this story here where Rusev and Aiden English are going to end up going their separate ways, and I think Lana is happy about that. Once again, I think they're building up the women's division to have a tag team championship belt. That's why they're not really doing anything with what used to be Absolution. And now the Iconics, and they're going to start building some tag teams over on SmackDown, especially once Charlotte is back next week, I believe, off of her temporary medical issues that she was dealing with. So we'll just have to wait and see as they build up to SummerSlam. Nerd 11 out. Nerd 11 here with your 411 on 205 Live from July 24th, 2018. The show opens up with a match between Akira Tozawa and the gentleman Jack Gallagher. Tozawa ends up winning with a back senton on gentleman Jack. We move on to Lucha House Party versus Ryan DiPolo and Chris Robinson. You guys have never heard of. So the Lucha House Party this time is comprised of Lince Dorado and Kalisto, who end up winning the match when Kalisto hits a Salida del Sol, moving right into a pin. And the final match for the evening was a fatal four-way to determine who is going to be one of the number one contenders for the Cruiserweight Championship. And we see Mustafa Ali versus TJP versus Drew Gulak versus Hideo Itami. In my opinion, this is the highlight of the entire show. It's great to see these four workers in the ring together, just hitting high spot after high spot off of each other, except for Drew Gulak, who's just the muscle out of all of them. Drew ends up winning with a Gulak on, I believe it was Hideo Itami, who ends up tapping out to Drew. It was late on Tuesday night when I wrote this down. All I know is that Drew Gulak won with the Gulak. So that's the 411 on 205 Live. Like I said, nice 1 hour show on the network. Takes place right after SmackDown Live every Tuesday night. So if you guys don't have the network, it was one of the great things about WWE is that you're able to find these things. If you don't have the network but you have Hulu, you can always check it out on Hulu on Wednesday then. Once again, that's your 411 on 205 Live. Hello everyone, this is Nerd11 with your FYI on NXT from July 25th, 2018. So we open the show with Adam Cole versus Sean Maluda. Adam Cole, you know, says that he's going to be taking on anyone who wants to face him. So Sean Maluda comes up against him. Adam Cole ends up getting the win. Bebe with the last shot on Maluda. So as Cole starts to cut a promo, all of a sudden Ricochet decides to interrupt him and then challenges him to a North American Championship match at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, in which Adam Cole says no and walks away from Ricochet. So as Ricochet's just like, okay, yep, I get you. It looks like he's going to come after Adam Cole. The rest of the Undisputed Era comes out and joins Cole to help him get out of the ring. But they get cut off by the War Raiders, so the Undisputed Era and Adam Cole decide they're going to take an alternate route out of there, in which they get intercepted by Mustache Mountain, who puts in a few good licks on the Undisputed Era. So it looks like the Undisputed Era's got a couple of opponents that they're going to be looking at down the road here. So I have a feeling Adam Cole will eventually end up going up against Ricochet at NXT TakeOver. I think William Regal is going to make that happen, along with potentially a triple threat match between Mustache Mountain, the Undisputed Era, and the War Raiders for the NXT Tag Championships. And we'll just have to wait and see for that one. Speaking of NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, we see the signing of the contract for the women's division match between Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane. Shayna Baszler, you know, insults Kairi Sane, who everyone keeps reminding her that Shayna Baszler did beat Kairi Sane, everyone keeps reminding Shayna that Kairi Sane beat Shayna Baszler for the inaugural Mae Young tournament. But Shayna then reminds everybody that she's actually beaten Kairi since then. And that she's become better and Kairi is nothing but a joke. Kairi keeps repeating the same thing over and over and over again during this contract signing, so kind of made the segment feel a little uncomfortable. Ultimately, the contract does get signed and everything is set now for our Women's Division Championship match at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. Speaking of the Women's Division, we have a match here between Tenille Price versus the NXT bombshell herself, Lacey Evans. She ends up hitting Tenille with the women's right to win. Lacey Evans' character here is spotless. It's beautiful that after the match, she pulls out a handkerchief from her top. She barely bats the sweat away from her brow and drops the handkerchief right on Tenille's face as she's laid out there in the ring. So I think Lacey Evans is getting a really good push here, and that she's going to be the next one to go for the tag belt, for the women's belt against either Shayna Baszler or Kairi Sane, whoever walks away from TakeOver with it. Or potentially there could be a triple threat match, who knows. So the final match of the night, we find Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black for the NXT Championship belt. This match is back and forth the entire time, with all of a sudden Johnny Gargano decides to interject himself into the match after the referee has been knocked down to the outside. Johnny Gargano tries to hit Tommaso Ciampa with the NXT Championship belt, misses and ends up hitting Aleister Black with it instead. All of a sudden Ciampa throws Johnny Wrestling right out of the ring, grabs Aleister Black, rolls him up. The referee comes in, counts 1, 2, 3. We have ourselves a new NXT champion in Tommaso Ciampa. So looks like we're going to end up potentially having a triple threat match at NXT TakeOver for the men's NXT championship between Ciampa, Black, and Johnny Gargano. But we'll have to see here in the weeks come. Oh, that's your NXT FYI. This is Nerd11 signing out. Hey everybody, this is Nerd11 with your WWE Main Event Minute. If you guys aren't familiar with this show, it usually consists of two matches and then a couple of reviews of matches that happened on SmackDown and Raw These matches usually take place before the live event of Raw on the Monday before. Airs on Wednesdays on Hulu Plus. So if you have Hulu, you get to see these what would normally be dark matches ahead of time. So the first match that we see here is we got Zack Ryder, who's facing off against Mike Kanellis, who is still looking for his first win, which nobody knows about because Mike has been doing nothing but dark matches. Matter of fact, everybody thought Zack Ryder also was retired, so apparently not. So this match starts off pretty good work between the two gentlemen. Mike Kanellis goes to hit Zack Ryder with looks like a vertical suplex, but Ryder ends up reversing it into a rude awakening and then follows that up with a rough ride and ends up pinning Mike Kanellis for the win. So it's nice to see Zack Ryder back out there working again. Then we have a couple of reviews of what happened earlier in the week on Raw and SmackDown. Big focus, as everyone is probably well aware of, is the Evolution pay-per-view that's going to be happening at the end of October. So then we end the show with a tag match of No Way Jose and Chad Gable versus The Ascension. Yes, The Ascension is still around, and No Way Jose escorted to the ring with his conga line as usual. Jose and Gable look good together. I'm pretty sure they're just holding Gable in place until Jason Jordan comes back, and they're going to put them back together as American Alpha, because that was really about the only way the two of those guys were over. Wrestling as singles and it doesn't work for Chad Gable, even though he's trying to emulate his idol of Kurt Angle, which in my opinion should have been the person that they claimed was his long lost son, was Chad Gable, but that's besides the point. But yeah, as soon as Jason Jordan is back, I'm sure they're going to be putting Gable back together with him. So right now they're just pairing him with whoever they can find in the back. Anyways, Jose ends up hitting Victor of the Ascension with a fastball punch after Gable takes down Connor on the outside of the ring. Jose pins Victor and ends up handing the Ascension a loss. So that was your main event minute. Aired on Hulu on July 25th, but it was taped before the July 23rd Raw in Cincinnati. So it's Nerd11 signing out. Hey everybody, this is Nerd11 with your Impact information from July 26, 2018. So this episode is going to be covering the fallout from the Slammiversary pay-per-view that was on Sunday the 22nd. First, we start off with some promo from Austin Aries, who at Slammiversary was able to retain his Impact World Championship over Moose. It was later reported that Moose suffered a concussion during the match, so he's going to be out of action for a little while. While Austin Aries was cutting his promo, he gets interrupted and attacked from behind by Eddie Edwards with a kendo stick. So it looks like Eddie Edwards is now going to be turning his sights to taking on the Impact champion and try and get the belt himself. So we're going to have EE versus AA. Double initials. Here we go. Next up was the Canadian Destroyer, Petey Williams, versus the Bone Soldier, Taiji Ishimori. Ishimori hit Petey Williams with a DDT going into a knee, following into a pin. Afterwards, the two competitors stood up and in a mutual show of respect were shaking hands when all of a sudden the Deshi Hit Squad of Gunsinder Singh and Rohit Rahu decided to jump him and lay him out. So it looks like the Deshi Hit Squad is actually going to start living up to their name and you know, start taking out different people during Impact. So we'll just have to see how that goes down. Well, then Austin Aries heads back during an interview and he interrupts Alicia, who is interviewing Anthony Carelli. Austin Aries challenges Corelli, who isn't medically cleared to come back to action, so instead he decides that he'll face off against one of Corelli's top students, Dustin Cameron, next week on Impact. We have some Impact Rebel, Impact Knockout action. We have Rebel versus Tessa Blanchard. Tessa Blanchard's coming off of her big win against Allie, who later on Allie would explain that she wasn't too upset about losing to Tessa Blanchard, that she's a great competitor and isn't ashamed of losing to her. Rebel looked great in this match against Tessa Blanchard, but unfortunately, Tessa comes out on top when she hits her Hammerlock DDT for the win. So next up, we got Trevor Lee, who's being accompanied to the ring by Caleb Conley, and going up against Johnny Impact. Johnny Impact was at Slammiversary and was involved in a four-way match, so that was his re-debut with Impact. And he decides to take out Trevor Lee with the Starship Pain after he was able to take down both Trevor Lee and Conley on the outside with a countdown to Impact. He then cut a small promo in the ring talking about his ambitions, that he still has some unfinished business with a couple of the Impact superstars in the back. We then had Scarlett Bordeaux, who did her debut, talking about being the smoke show of Impact and that she's the real woman, and she wants to bring about a big women's revolution within Impact, which, you know, if you ask me, the Knockouts division is probably one of the better portions of Impact, so I don't know what she's planning on doing, but she's just telling everybody not to pretty shame her at the same time. So speaking of the Knockouts division, we had at Slammiversary, Sue Young retained her Knockouts championship over Madison Rayne and ended up tossing her into a casket and stuffing her away with all the undead brides. So Allie, in her post-interview this evening, decided to talk about how she wasn't ashamed of losing Tessa Blanchard, but that she vowed to not allow Sue Young to stuff anyone else into a casket. She was then joined on her mission by Kira Hogan, who decided to offer her assistance. So it looks like Allie's now on her pathway to take on Sue Young once again. Also at Slammiversary, we saw the OGs lose to LAX in the 51-50 street fight, but ultimately they ended up stealing the tag team belts from LAX after LAX was celebrating their victory. We also saw Pentagon Jr. defeat Sami Callihan, whose head was then shaved. It was a really brutal match between the two gentlemen. Luckily, Pentagon Jr. didn't lose his mask, and Sami Callihan, unfortunately, lost his hair. So, at the end of the show, we had an X Division Championship rematch, which saw Matt Sydal go up against Brian Cage, who is now the new X Division Champion. And Brian was able to retain his championship when he hit Matt with a mutant clothesline, followed up by a drill claw for the pin. So that's it, folks. That's your Impact information. This is Nerd 11, signing out. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our anchor station here at SW Nerds. Go ahead and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. You can also find us here on Anchor throughout the week. We'll be posting up shows. We're trying to hammer out a new format here. Definitely going to be talking about some movie news coming up here on Monday. TV is going to be covered on Tuesdays. Wednesday is still comic book day, but there's going to be a little bit changes there, and we'll explain more on Wednesday. Thursday is just going to be kind of a free-form, free-flowing type episode, and we're going to try on Fridays to get up some information for you from all the happenings of the various wrestling shows throughout the week. So why don't you go ahead and join in on the conversation here on Anchor, or you can shoot us questions or any comments over on Twitter or Facebook. This is Nerd11 signing out.